Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and welcome to the end of the traditional work week, which is also a bye week for our Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
But I know some people don't really celebrate Blue Friday in the same way when we're going into a bye week.
And also when they've lost 5 of their last 6 games, some people have decided not to wear blue.
But you're wearing Hawks gear.
Yes, I am.
Sarah's wearing Hawks gear. Yes. I am wearing Hawks gear underneath my Coug gear.
Oh, I see what rapes.
Wow.
Well, you know, I don't have a Seahawks sweatshirt. I'm not as cool as Sarah.
Oh, well, you could go to Costco and get one.
That's right.
Which is still one of the coolest Costco finds, I think, ever, is this Seahawks hoodie that Sarah has.
And she almost stole it. Can you just tell that story really quickly?
I was cold in the store, and I put the sweatshirt on, going to pay for it. I paid for all
of it. I never hear of anyone ever doing that. Like, I've been cold in stores, especially Costco, where, like, the freezer section
is.
Tatum loves going in there, which is brutal when you're wearing a T-shirt.
Oh.
I never once thought, I'm just going to grab something off of, like, the counter and put it on.
Well, I was just going to find something, but then I actually found something I was going to buy. I was originally just going to put a sweatshirt on, then before I left Costco, take it off and fold it back. But I found...
Hey,
I was cold, okay?
You are so strange.
Anyway, so I have this sweatshirt on.
So you're going to just, like, lease it?
Yes!
Just make sure her stench gets on just enough.
Right, because that's what somebody wants.
Well, I mean, hopefully you'll go home and wash it. People do that. No. But then I was with George, so we bought a ridiculous amount of groceries, hundreds of dollars, and I was still wearing the sweatshirt, and we walked right out of the store, and George gives me this look of panic, and it's like, you forgot about your sweatshirt. And then it was that.
I would have given you a look of pride. You totally stole that sweatshirt from the man.
Bad girl.
No, I'm not a bad girl, because then instead of just walking to my car, going home, having a free-ish sweatshirt, I went back in the store, I took my sweatshirt off, and I paid for my sweatshirt. And then I put it back on to see if they would ask for a receipt, because I'm walking out with nothing. They didn't.
So lesson learned. We now know how to shop from Costco, apparently.
Just put on all the clothes.
You know, if you got a lot of produce, just wear it. It's going to be fine.
just wear the eggplants.
Nobody will question it.
Oh, I mean, you can find anything at Costco. I have yet to find a freak flag, though.
Oh.
They need to add that to the list.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's inform the Rockaholics, too.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you
some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's a day to celebrate the piano man. It's World Pianist Day.
Ooh, it's fun to say pianist.
It is. Although I get a little nervous every time I say it because I want people to know. That's why I said World Celebrate the Piano Man.
Yes.
To adjust the brains and the hearing so that the way you hear me say pianist.
Yes.
You had to pick one piano-based musician to listen to today. Who are you going with?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably Lady Gaga.
Oh. Wow, was not expecting that.
Oh, she's a really good piano player.
No, you're absolutely right. I just wasn't expecting that. Danny, are you going to go with the something corporate guy?
Yeah, actually, I was like thinking I'm going to go something corporate. Andrew McMahon.
Andrew McMahon.
Yeah.
Are you going to play some of him tonight to celebrate World Piano Day at Emo Night?
I really should. Yes. I usually close out the night with some something corporate because it's a little slower.
Yes.
Get you in the mood to dance.
Yeah. Do it tonight.
I will.
I think most of us are going to Emo Night. I'm going. I'm going to experience Danny's first, well, my first ever Emo Night where Danny V is the host.
Ooh. In Seattle
at Numo's.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're going to be there.
Of course.
We're trying to convince Taryn to go, but she's just being a curmudgeon.
I just have a packed weekend.
She's not being emo.
I like how she's like, I have a packed weekend. God. We have talked about this weekend for 2 months. And I agreed to do this weekend because I was like, all of us can go.
Taryn can finally go with Steve.
Right. I was like, oh, wait, you're all going. I'm not wrestling tonight, which is rare. So I was like, because usually when Danny does Emo Night, I'm doing SOS Pro Wrestling in Tacoma. But the stars have aligned, brother. And it's not the same weekend.
And it's funny, too, because I even have gotten some messages from listeners being like, we're going out because Taryn and Sarah and Steve are all going
to
be there.
Right. The whole show was supposed to go to Emo Night tonight. And then all of a sudden, somebody's got a busy weekend.
You
didn't have a busy weekend 2 months ago when you agreed to this. Well, now, did you, sister?
And you said busy weekend. What are you doing tonight?
My friend Jen is coming into town. Okay. And she's staying with us.
So bring her to Emo
Night.
Yeah,
maybe I can make a miracle happen, you guys. Crazier things have happened.
Oh, my God.
Lesson learned. Don't plan that far in advance.
Oh, my God.
You didn't put us on your schedule.
You know, earlier this week, she was pulling the, I don't feel so good. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Now she sounds and looks fine.
Right?
And now she's got a busy weekend.
I will show you. I have Emo Night on my calendar.
Well,
look
then
at this.
What the heck?
Look at this. Emo Night, 7 p.m.
Then what?
What is going on?
I don't know.
Is your friend Jen more important than us?
Well, she lives in Oregon. She's traveling a great distance to be here.
Well, you know, in order to get to your house from Oregon, you have to go through Seattle. So just tell her to meet you in Seattle.
Let's go.
Meet me at Emo Night.
We're mad if you can't tell.
I can definitely tell.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
It's worse.
You know who's not mad? Miles and Thrill.
Holy cow.
Although I bet they were having a few anger drinks last night as they were watching their Baltimore Ravens, who looked like they were going to lose this game, erased a 14-point third quarter deficit Thursday night football, scored touchdowns on 4 straight drives, and then ended up stopping a late 2-point attempt to defeat the Cincinnati Bengals 35-34.
What did you think of that play call at the end of the game?
Full disclosure, I didn't even know who won or lost until this morning.
I was watching that going like, are they really going for two? It was weird to me.
I was busy playing freeze tag with Tatum all night last night. It was an ongoing game.
Oh, that's a great game.
To let you know who won that one? Steve Miggs.
Yeah, that's right. Authorities in South Carolina are working to recapture 43 young female monkeys.
What is going on with this? I saw Planet of the Apes was trending, and I'm like, why is it trending? And then I saw the story, and I'm like, oh, this is the origin story.
They escaped from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center, and they are reportedly very skittish. And they weigh about 6 to 7 pounds, which sounds like I want one for a pet. But they have apparently not been used for testing, so don't worry about that. They're considered to be disease-free.
Oh, so no chlamydia.
No chlamydia.
Good.
But
what
residents,
about syphilis?
The residents in that area are advised to keep their doors and windows closed and avoid the area to prevent disturbing the capture efforts. I want to be part of the capture efforts. I want to go try to get one.
What if you forgot to shut your window and you come home and there's just a monkey sitting on your couch?
Oh.
Hey, what's up, dude? And also, what is it called? What was the clinic that they were in? The
Alpha Genesis.
Doesn't that sound like the bad guy plays for like the X-Men?
Yes.
Like we have to go to the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center to get the monkeys.
And they're all diseased.
Man, the Kraken are playing tonight. I don't know what's going on, but they had to bring up their goalie from Coachella Valley, Alice Zetska, basically to be the backup to Joey Decord because Philip Grubauer is day-to-day due to, quote, an unfortunate accident at home.
I'm so curious as to what that is.
Probably stubbed his toe in the counter.
Yeah.
That always sucks, though.
I wonder what happened, but hopefully he's going to be okay. So, yes, so they have a. So, Grubauer won't be there, but Decord will be in between the pipes tonight when they take on the Vegas Golden Knights at Climate Pledge Arena. As far as weather, again, a high about 55 degrees, going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. A sub above, and that's what's up.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra is coming to town later this month with the Lost Christmas Eve Tour, and it'll be at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. They have two shows, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and we get to chat with Al Petrelli from Trans-Siberian Orchestra at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, it's one of the greatest traditions that ever comes through the Pacific Northwest, and that is when Trans-Siberian Orchestra makes their way to Seattle, and we have Al Petrelli on the phone to talk about the Lost Christmas Eve tour. Good morning, Al.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing great, man. We've been giving away tickets all week, and our listeners are losing their minds about this upcoming show. And then whenever we give them away, we ask if you've seen it before, and guys are like, oh, I've seen it multiple times. I can't wait to see it again. That has to feel good to know that you're doing something so awesome that people want to go back to it every year.
Yeah, I affectionately refer to those people as the repeat offenders. You know, they come back. You know, no joke. I mean, listen, the first time we ever came through town, I think, was in, let's say, 2000. And, you know, teenagers then are now bringing their children, or parents back then are now bringing their grandchildren. You know, it's like three generations deep with the families. And, you know, from my vantage point, I'm standing on, you know, downstage center looking in the audience. I know a lot of the people now after all these years, because we're celebrating the holidays together, and they've made us part of their holiday tradition, which I'm so glad and so proud of.
Did you ever think it would, I mean, when you decided to put this together and start doing these shows, did you ever think it would become the phenomenon that it is and be able to play all these arenas and, like you said, become a holiday tradition for people?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I was proud. It's 30 years old this coming February when I recorded the first notes of that song, Christmas Eve Sarajevo. And I knew in my heart at the time, you know, Paul O'Neill, the gentleman who created this whole thing, I knew he was onto something very special. But, you know, who thought, like, you know, aggressive guitar playing in 1995 was going to catch on in a Christmas song?
Right.
And it wasn't written to be a Christmas song. It was just a soundtrack, you know, for a story that was about the war in Sarajevo, you know. And when it hit the radio, I guess December 95, you know, it lit up. Like, overnight, we had the number one requested song in America. And I was thrilled with that. I was like, all right, cool. You know, and then we did a record around that song, and it sold, you know, a couple million copies. I was like, okay, great. And we did another record. So, you know, we became like the Steely Dan of Christmas. We never played a live show in our life. Yeah. And then in 99, we started touring, and, you know, we did a bunch of theaters in the Northeast, and that grew to, what do we have this year, 120 shows in like 6 weeks?
Wow.
Something absurd like that. And listen, I'm just proud of it. It's like one of my children, like from infancy to, you know, being 30 years old and I'm watching this baby just grow up to exceed all my expectations, and I just love it to death.
We're chatting with Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Al, out of curiosity, how many people make up this orchestra you speak of?
Well, as a business, it's probably 300 people, you know, working now. I mean, there was four of us 30 years ago.
Whoa. You
know? And it's like anything else. It's just grown up. And like, you know, in 99, we did our first tour. Like I just said, we had one 24-foot box truck and a fog machine. And we thought we were cool then. last night I left rehearsal and there was 22 tractor trailers in the parking lot. You know, 12 buses, you know, catering crews, you know, management, the production. I mean, it's just grown up. Year after year after year. So I think we have about 300 people at the venue that we're rehearsing at this month.
So I know a lot of people get upset when people decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving, but you guys are mm-hmm. kind of in the Christmas spirit throughout the year, I would imagine. What is it like in the off season for Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Well, there's really no off season. You know, we finish up historically on, New Year's Eve Day. Right, and then, you know, I have Christmas Eve on New Year's Eve for my wife and the kids and our family, and then New Year's Day is our Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, you know, 2 weeks of just kind of sit around on the couch scratching my head. It's like, wow, that went by fast. And then we're back to work.
Wow.
So by mid-January, we're talking about, okay, what are we going to do differently musically? How can we make that better? What are we going to do production-wise that we've never done before? So it really is year-round.
So were you much of a Christmas guy before this happened, or have you become a big fan of Christmas because of everything that's happened?
As a kid, Christmas was exciting, you know, and then it kind of, you know, the family kind of got into a weird place, and it almost became like not happy time for me for a little while, you know. I think that when this thing became synonymous with Christmas, it kind of like reminded me of how joyful it's
definitely
bittersweet for a lot of people, but how jubilant it can be. Because I look in the faces, or I look out in the audience, and I look in the eyes or the faces of the people, and they're just smiling ear to ear, like they're having so much fun. And it just kind of gave me a sense of, you know what, I'm done being the Grinch. I'm okay now.
You speak about being in the front. Later on this morning at 9:20, we're giving away a front row seats to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra when it comes to Climate Pledge Arena, which will be happening on November 23rd. You have two shows, 3 p.m., 7:30 p.m. as well. Tickets are available at trans-siberian.com. Do you remember ever sitting front row for any concert? And if so, or event, what was it? Do you remember?
Oof. Well, yeah, I kind of do. I think it was 1968. I was like 6 or 7 years old at the time. And my aunt and uncle took me to see the Temptations at a venue called the Westbury Music Fair on Long Island. And they came through the crowd to get to the stage. And one of the Temptations, I don't know if it was Eddie Kendricks or David Ruffin, was standing right next to me. And he kind of looked down at me and he patted me on the shoulder and he smiled.
Oh
my God. And then they went into, like, you know, Ball of Confusion and Papa Was a Rolling Stone and all those songs. You know, My Girl. I was like, I'm hooked. This is awesome.
So, Al, we're going to have to let you know which listener won those front row seats. And at some point, you need to stand next to them and tap them on the shoulder, just like it happened to you back in the day.
I'll walk off stage and sit next to them.
Al, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about the Lost Christmas Eve tour. We're so excited to have you guys in Seattle in just a couple weeks. And I know this new show promises to be the biggest and best TSO tour to date, so people should not delay. They should get those tickets at trans-siberian.com.
No, it's going to be terrific. You know, it's bigger and better than last year. And guys, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I'll see you all soon. Happy holidays in the meantime.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
And today at 9:20, we have something very exciting going on, Steve Miggs.
Front row seats to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
So if you're the lucky rockaholic that gets to play Hook or Shook at 9:20, you could be winning those front row seats. So based on this, we want to know, when did you get to sit in the front row? 206-803-ROCK. When were you in the first row for any sort of event? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Metallica.
The Daily Miggs Show.
You definitely want to tune in today at 9:20 because we have your shot at winning front row seats to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Rockaholics. And earlier this morning, we chatted with Al Petrelli from Trans-Siberian Orchestra and talked about sitting in the front row.
Do you remember ever sitting front row for any concert? And if so, or event, what was it?
Oof. Well, I kind of do. I think it was 1968. I was like 6 or 7 years old at the time. And my aunt and uncle took me to see the Temptations. And they came through the crowd to get to the stage. And one of the Temptations, I don't know if it was Eddie Kendricks or David Ruffin, was standing right next to me. And he kind of looked down at me and he patted me on the shoulder and he smiled. Oh my God. I was like, I'm hooked. This is awesome.
So, Al, we're going to have to let you know which listener won those front row seats. And at some point, you need to stand next to them and tap them on the shoulder, just like it happened to you back in the day.
I'll walk off stage and sit next to them.
Al's a good dude.
Oh, he was the best.
Yeah.
So based on this, when did you get to sit in the front row? 206-803-ROCK. Jason in Yelm, what was your front row experience?
Oh, man. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's up, Jason?
Can I give a shout-out to my middle school before we go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Mr. Healy's leadership class for putting on the Veterans Day Assembly today. They did an awesome job. I love you guys.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
So are you in middle school right now, or are you just... I'm kidding.
Sir, I am the in-school suspension supervisor at the middle school, so yes.
Okay, I know we have a whole...
At the top.
Real quick, what is the dumbest thing that got somebody suspended?
Oh, God. Oh, the dumbest thing that got somebody suspended. Well, I don't know about getting suspended, but I had a kid come out last year, and he said, my hand is really sticky. I was like, how do you know it? He's like, because I was just touching it, and it doesn't taste good because I just licked the door handle. And I was like, oh, buddy. Oh, buddy.
We need to have a conversation about not licking door handles.
Yeah, don't lick door handles. Nothing good happens in the bathroom.
So, Jason, when did you sit front row?
Oh, so two times. I think it was back in 2006. I seen Alice in Chains at the Paramount, and it was the last night that Tower Records was open. So we went in there, and they had a big thing going on, and then we went over to the show and got right up front to see Alice in Chains. So that was a good show.
Was that with Layne Staley?
No, 2006.
Layne Staley died. Yeah. I missed the year. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish, you know, but it was still cool to see, you know, the band up there the band. Because it wasn't Layne's band. It was Alice in Chains. And so... all the people that give him crap over the years talk about you shouldn't play because Mike has passed on or, you know, Link's passed on. You know, you can just keep your opinions and do what you do because that band still rocks.
Yeah, I tell those people to lick doorknobs.
Yeah, exactly. Zach from Bonnie Lake, what was your front row experience?
I managed to get up into the front row at the Evanescence and Hailstorm concert at Climate Pledge a couple years ago.
Dude, how great is it to watch Hailstorm that close? I mean, Lizzie Hale is such a great front woman.
Oh, it was freaking amazing. I mean, when you're close enough, you can actually, like, make out all the little leopard spots on her guitar strap. It was an amazing show.
Oh, good one for sure. Mr. Mike, you're at Great Wolf Lodge this morning. What was your front row experience?
Korn concert on the fence.
Was that this most recent show?
I've been to a lot of shows, and I always ride the fence.
Oh, good for you, man.
Did you get to make any eye contact with any of the members? I always wonder, like, being that close.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Disturbed, lead singer of Disturbed actually pointed at me because we were at Ozfest, and he was walking through at the second stage, and I asked him if I could meet his drummer, and he just looked at me and says, you don't know who I am, do you? And later on, I was on the fence in front of him, and he looks down and points right at me, and you could see the look in his eyes, say, you know who I am now, don't you?
Oh, we have audio of that moment. You're not meeting my drummer.
Mel in Tacoma, what was your front row experience?
So I think, I can't remember if it was 2019 or 2020, but it was right before COVID even existed. And we drove to Anaheim from Washington to see Machine Head 20th anniversary of Burn My Eyes at the House of Blues.
Oh, damn.
And we got backstage passes, so we were there for sound check. And so since we were there for sound check, we got the very, 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 very front row. Like, it was in the, you know, in the pit, obviously. But I didn't want to leave and go to the bathroom, like, the entire time because we were right up front. We had the best spot in the whole house. So we were sharing water bottles with people we didn't even know. Yeah. And on the way home, we got COVID. Before we knew it, like, I can't tell you for sure that it was COVID, but I've never been so sick in my life.
Oh, no. Was it worth it, though?
On the way home, they're like, California, COVID. Everyone has COVID. And we're like, we didn't test for it because there was no test at that point.
Oh, sure. Was it worth it, though?
Sure, we had it. It was terrible.
Oh. But worth it. Yes. I thought the water bottle story was going down a different road.
So
and I was like, oh man, that is gnarly. But I get it. You don't want to leave that front row.
I'm glad we share a brain sometimes, Steve Miggs.
Too often.
Steve's brain is actually pretty impressive most of the time. He's got a record of 314 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties when it comes to Beat Miggs in 2024. So if you would like to play, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.